I don't know. If I'm wrong, somebody just say, well, you wrong. You know what I mean? Because I can take a scraping because, you know, pretty much what I be want to say is, like, I don't be want to feel like I'm disrespecting nobody or I'm coming at nobody the wrong way because it's not directed to one person. Not anybody on this planet am I directing what I'm saying to. So, you know, if you take it in some kind of way, it's because you want to, because what I'm saying is, it's like, you know, let the kids see the regular. They don't need to see that because that turns the world into pretty much using lust as its God or whatever. You just not forgot about God and everything's about lust. Because when you get to the point where it's just about, like, you know, excuse my French, but, you know, ejaculating or whatever you want to say, or, you know, if when you get to the point that it's just about that and it ain't no morals behind it, you know what I'm saying? It's just about, you know what I'm saying? You know, that's it. When the world is brought up on families and children and kids and, you know, a household and, you know, whole household, mom and dad household, not no two mama households, no two daddy household, and then they're kissing on each other and all that crazy mess, man. In front of these, you know, in front of these children like that. Teaching these kids like that, that's how it's supposed to be. The world ain't built on lust, man. That's how it gets towed down is on lust. It ain't about this, oh, I can do what I want to do. It's free will. Yes, you can. But when you start teaching it to four kids, then that's when it become a problem. That's where it's wrong at. You know what I mean? Let the kids, you know, learn on, you know, what, let their mind be on something else besides what they see that they think is fun and feel good. And I think that you should just, you know, focus on allowing, to making our kids, you know, stronger. And not saying that, oh, that's strong. You're stronger because you came out. You know, you're in the spirit. What the heck is you talking about? They came out. What the folk being? Them folk were born like that, man. You got to let them folks stay what they are. You can't just tell nobody that that's okay. Like, that's okay. I mean, it's okay with them because the only reason they're okay because they see you doing it. And they already, like, think that they're not tough enough for the world anyway. It ain't got nothing about to do with no, like, you know, they're scared or something. It's, you know, they just feel like they ain't tough enough or something they don't want to be up against. And then that pulls into that to being like, oh, here's a family for me over here. You know what I'm saying? Men was made men, and they were made men for a reason so the world can have that, you know, that stability too. Like, you know what I'm saying? That stand-up stability. You know what I'm saying? You can't just allow, you know, not saying that women ain't strong, women ain't of, you know what I'm saying, parentheses or whatever, you know, but, you know, because they are. Women is a strong part of a foundation in family, and women are strong parts of the household, period. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm not speaking down on a woman because a woman is like, you know, she's it. And I love women. But the power of a woman, you know, comes from her fight for her family or, you know what I'm saying, her will to survive for her generation and her, you know what I mean? You know, the woman's strength is about family and about having family and about, you know what I'm saying, making and creating a family. You know what I'm saying? The stability in the family and stuff like that. And the man is the sword of the family. The man is the, you know, the provider and the and you know God, Allah, man. He's a way maker. So when you know, my God. So I mean, you know, man, I think that we should focus on the stability of keeping the world focused on letting lust not be you know, a part of like what we are, because we're not of lust, and lust don't overpower us, and it's taking everything, to be honest. Lust is burning the world to hell. It's just lust that's doing it right now. It's burning the world to hell. And I think if we keep this up, that, I mean, you know, there is no failure. There is no failure, but it's staying in the same loop, and we need to come up out of this loop. It's not a such thing as failure, because that's not the way we were created. It's to fail. But when we see, this is the time. Like when it comes to our children and stuff like that, this is the time to be like, all right now, bro. I don't know what y'all folk got going on, but you ain't finna have my baby right here chasing no bogum. Or you ain't finna have my baby right here sniffing no cooter. And she's a girl, not all you want. You know what I'm saying? They have my little boy right here pinching at no damn dangling. Not all you want. You know what I mean? So, man, man. Come on, bro. You know what I mean? I mean, we have all young niggas in the front yard out there. We done put some boxing gloves on. Y'all didn't go scrap. You know what I'm saying? Not saying just make them crazy and something like no pit bulls and no something like that. But the thing is, let a boy be a dang on boy for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know what it is about them, but they need to get scratched. They get punched or something. This nigga need to fall or something to knock the boy in them or something. You know what I mean? So, I don't know what it is, but they, you know, it's just about being the rock, man, and being that foundation that's saying that no, you know what I'm saying? No, man, we ain't like this. We scripted. And then, you know, the more you exercise, the more that, you know, the more blood goes through your brain, you're able to think better, man. You know what I'm saying? Being men. Just riding around, man, just seeing her like, oh, yeah, I'm finna go smoke some weed with my homeboy. Look at that nigga. But what in the world? And then be going out there like with, like, niggas, they really, I mean, excuse me, brothers and sisters and stuff. It's just like, oh, this is the brother and sister club now. But the brothers with the brothers and the sister with the sister, though. And I'm like, I don't like that nigga. And then they be like, oh, she cheated on me. And then I'm like, damn, you don't like that nigga. You don't like nigga. Oh, she cheated on me. So it's pretty much like when you kick it to the point where it's just like, all right, well, I'm finna knock lust to another level now. You know what I'm saying? I don't even care what nobody thinks. I'm finna just do it like this, and I'm finna teach that. Oh, yeah, it's okay if my daughter be like that, or now it's okay if your son be like that. And you know what I'm saying? And it's like, how is that okay? That ain't okay, man, that you let them, you know what I'm saying, lead off into lust and fall off into lust and make a lust at God. Oh,